It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, the boss and the man with a banjo. But first, Latinos have become increasingly active in environmental causes. For many out west, the link has been asthma and air pollution. Now some political activists are trying to broaden the focus and create a Latino urban greening agenda, beginning in the sun-baked grayscape of Los Angeles. They hope to seize this moment while hundreds of thousands of Latinos are already mobilized against harsh anti-immigration proposals. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports from a bus tour of several Latino Earth Day events.
So just go ahead and browse around, huh?
Yeah, help yourself to food. There's burritos, there's bread, there's coffee now.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
At Latino political events, people get fed. In the early morning, some of those arriving have already labored, planting trees along the once and future Los Angeles River, a concrete half-pipe hung with dreams. Last year, for the first time, there was a Latino Earth Day observance here, a single event. This year, there are five celebrations, so there's a bus to go between them. As it shoves off, spirits are high.
Tres, dos, uno.
The idea behind all of this is, as Latinos, we have to fight to protect our environment, our air quality, our water, and community health. We must mobilize for the environment the same way we've taken action on immigration.
That's Antonio Gonzalez, a major figure in Latino politics. He heads two key organizations, the Southwest Voter Registration Project and the William C. Velasquez Institute, which organized the bus caravan.
Last year, we began more intensively addressing environmental issues in the context that we live in, right? Urban, sort of urban greening issues, and trying to connect the socioeconomic, populist, Latino agenda, jobs, education, healthcare, immigration, with the environmental health agendas.
Gonzalez says he's well aware of the need to sell his agenda to his constituents. That's why he's here today. But he says some mainstream environmental groups need to yield in their thinking, too. For example, it won't work to frame environmental problems, as some in the Sierra Club argued recently, as too many people.
And they have to understand that this is a reinterpreted agenda. We have a slogan that we like to use, from tofu to chili verde. We're not going to eat tofu. The chili verde is just as good.
Nearby, in a park that residents and police have wrenched back from drug dealers, Darnell Jackson and Maynard Jimenez in the Los Angeles Conservation Corps are wishing more people would do what they do every day, plant trees.
What are you guys doing? We're fixing up your park. He's like, oh, that's cool. You know, they like it. So it's like, it makes me happier.
It's amazing, actually, because we can look back on it later on and say, yeah, we helped do this. We helped better the community.
It is a bad area, L.A., you know, but we make it look decent, you know, at least.
Serenading the youths from a few yards away is a group of university students from Guatemala City. Another group that's pushing for parks and planting trees here, a Latino Youth Soccer Association, invited the students up from Guatemala just for this event.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, I want to welcome you to the South Central Farm.
Another stop takes the caravanners to what organizers say is the largest urban community garden in the United States. The owner of this 14-acre parcel has been fighting to evict the gardeners and develop the property.
Have healthier food in their table. And they can.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters came out and walked past the fields of edible cactus and corn to greet the brown caravan and support the mostly Latino gardeners in this formerly black community.
This garden, this land, is so precious because not only does this land feed people, this land helps us to breathe in South Central Los Angeles.
Thank you for visiting the South Central Farm on Earth Day. Please take your plants
The bus starts for home. It's been a long day. The takeaway message organizers hope is speak up.
We didn't hear you. El que no habla, Dios no lo oye, okay?
El que no habla organizadamente.
As the saying goes in Spanish, if you don't speak up, God won't hear you. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Los Angeles.